Chazor zegen nesh bach es shvagem mit dem sechs warum darf you dalet the mission said of shimmer machshe be hiluch Rishakir said shimmer would agree that the halacha of a chatas offered on the inside of mizbeach done with the intent of pickle would make the halacha would make the carbon pickle why because the carbon can't be offered without this halacha fact remember shimmer said that pickle only applies for a carbon that's put on the outside of mizbeach remember says Rabbi Yosef Sanurina said although we said that such a carbon could not become pickle, he would agree that a carbon becomes possible with the intent based on the kavuchaymer. If the psul of the shma, which doesn't apply to the shlomo, applies to a chatos, then the psul of pickle, which does apply to shlomo, will definitely apply to a chatos. We now see that he says the psul of pickle, that the carbon will be eaten or offered beyond its liable time, applies to a chatos offered on the inside of his bech. How does he know the psul of an intent that the carbon will be eaten or offered outside of its allowable place also applies to such a chatos? It can't be learned from pickle, because pickle is different than that it carries carbs. It also can't be learned from not lishma. In the case of Lashma, because that applied to a carbon even offered on a bama, whereas outside the allowable place did not apply to a bama carbon. Every Gemara, the intent of not Lashma is only a psul for chatas and pesach. The chatas and pesach were never allowed to be brought on a bama, so therefore you could learn it out from there. Second teretz, when the pasuk says shlishi refers to an intention beyond this time, when it says pigle refers to an intention outside of its allowable place. The mention of both in the same pasuk creates a hekesh between the two. Second Gemara, the Rav said if Rav Shimon agrees with his son Rav Elazar that the space between the mizbech and the ulam is considered to be the north of the azar, the intent during the halacha for an inside chatas would not be effective unless the kohen had the intent from the point of the doorway of the ulam and further inside beyond that point. Also, the Gemara continues, if Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda says that the floor of the azar between the mizbech and the ulam can make things kadosh like the mizbech itself, then when the kohen carries out the bezichin from the shulchan, which is the equivalent to the lechem aponim of taking blood of an animal to the mizbech, the only time the pigle intent would create a problem would be when that intent was had before he leaves the ulam. Once he leaves, he would no longer create pigle. Further, if he holds that the ulam and the heichal have the same kedusha, then the only place the pigle would create pigle intent would create a problem would be while he's walking in the doorway of the ulam. Further, if he holds that the doorway has the same kedusha as the ulam itself, the only time that pigle intent would be effective would be when he stretches out his hand from the doorway of the ulam into the azara. Further, if he holds that carrying not by foot, meaning just by stretching out the hand, is not considered to be a halacha, then there would be no time at all that pigle intent would create a problem. Zok de Gemara Vayta. Abaya said, he said to the one who would loudly repeat the shiur to Rav Chisda, over Rav Chisda, he said, ask Rav Chisda, what would the halacha be if halacha is done by a non-kohen? Rav Chisda told him it would be kosher, as we can see from the pasuk which says that the kohen took the blood of the pesach from the hands of the one who shechted it and threw it onto his mizbeach. Since the shechita can be done by a non-kohen, this means a halacha over here could have been done by a non-kohen as well. Rav Sheshi says, the Braisa clearly says it would be possible to yufta. So Rav Chisda had a pasuk that supported him. Rav said the pasuk is referring to where the non-kohen held the blood without moving it at all, meaning he acted like a pillar, so to say. Rav and Rav Yosef both said whether a halacha done by a non-kohen is valid is actually a machleik between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. According to Rav Shimon, who says that an avoida that a carbon can be done without is not an avoida, he would say halacha by a zar is valid. According to Rabbanan, they would say it's possible. Abaye, shechita is an avoida that a carbon can't be done without, and yet it's kosher when it's done by a non-kohen. They answer that shechita is not an avoida. In fact, we find that Rav Zeira learns from a pasuk that the shechita of a par aduma by a non-kohen is possible, which means that it's an avoida. If it's more a par aduma, only has the monetary kedusha, and therefore the shechita is not an avoida at all. The reason it needs a kohen is based on a pasuk. In fact, we should say that if the kohen is needed for something which only has monetary kedusha, and therefore shows that its shechita is an avoida, it should surely be needed for something that has full kedusha, and its shechita should certainly be considered an avoida. If the Gemara Shisha the son of Ridi said, we find that tzaras must be seen by a kohen and has nothing to do with being an avoida. So the same is true for shechita. In fact, the taking out of the limbs of Tidim Mizbeach is an avoida that a carbon can be brought without, and yet a pasuk teaches it has to be done by a kohen. And for the Gemara, where the pasuk requires it, a kohen is needed. Otherwise, for such an avoida, a kohen is not needed. In fact, if taking the limbs of Tidim Mizbeach, which is not needed to bring a kapara, needs a kohen, then surely taking the blood of Tidim Mizbeach, which is needed to bring a kapara, should definitely need to be done by a kohen. And for the Gemara, in fact, we have learned that Ula Neymar of Elazar said that halacha done by Azor would be possible even according to Rav Shimon. If halacha without moving the feet, meaning the kohen stands still and passes it along close to the mizbeach, is that considered to be halacha or not? So Abraisa says the halacha done while sitting is possible. This would suggest that if standing similar to sitting, meaning he passes along while just standing still, the chayyah would be kosher. Marsha does not approve. The case of the sitting may be that he drags himself along while sitting, and the similar case of standing would be that he drags his feet along instead of walking. However, it may be that if he's standing still, maybe it's not called a halacha. Maybe we can bring a proof from a mission that says that on Erev Pesach the blood of the Pesach was passed along from one kohen to the next until it reached the mizbeach. You see, the chayyah didn't move. Mar says maybe the kohen shuffled his feet a little bit and didn't remain perfectly in place. Maybe we can prove from another mishnah. Mishnah says, if a kosher kohen gave the blood to a pasul kohen, it has to be returned to the kosher kohen. This shows that passing it to the pasul kohen is not called a halacha. And for tomorrow, maybe the halacha that is halacha. And his handing it to the apostle Kohen and then taking it back from him is therefore considered a valid halacha from that distance of space. So we will learn that Ula Neymar Yechon said that halacha without moving the feet is not considered to be halacha. If this was done, can it now be rectified by taking the blood back to the starting point and doing a proper halacha? And from the fact that the Mishnah quoted above says that the kosher Kohen should take it back from the apostle and then take it further, it must be that they will be rectified for the distance covered by giving it to the apostle Kohen. Where it says not a proof, it may be that the apostle Kohen was further away from the Zbeach, and that's why when the kosher Kohen gave it to him, it wasn't a problem, because it wasn't a halacha, it was going away from the Zbeach, not towards the Zbeach, and therefore the kosher Kohen is the only one who brought it closer to the Zbeach, and that's why maybe it's a kosher halacha.